everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The buzz coming out of Washington that you can feel, I'm sure, in your own backyards is the story about Congressman Wiener, who admitted sending that Twitter picture but says, I'm not going to resign. Our man Jeff Holtzman, of course, from Talk Radio News, the Ultimate Insiders, he knows all about the buzz coming out of D.C., certainly. Wow, this was a bombshell. What was the reaction to, one, him admitting that, and then, two, saying, I'm not resigning?
Well, Kate, I mean, I obviously it was shocking. A lot of people who watched it live couldn't, frankly, believe their ears and what they were hearing. And I think a lot of people assumed or at least speculated that it might have been a hack job because, you know, nowadays, it seems like we hear at least one or two stories a week about some business, you know, or some government agency getting hacked. And so the idea of getting hacked has sort of made its way into the mainstream. And it's not that, you know, it's not that far-fetched to think about, like a congressman's Twitter page getting hacked. And so when he, you know, I think everybody kind of assumed that the picture was of him because of the way that he responded to the story. You know, he denied it. And then he said, well, I can't say with certainty that it's not me. And I think that was a dead giveaway to people that was the picture of him. But I think people were willing to give him the benefit of the doubt because, you know, from all accounts, he's a likable guy, not just with Democrats, but Republicans like him, or they liked him, I should say. And so people were willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. And today when he made that announcement, it was eye-opening and it was jaw-dropping and all the cliches that you want to use rolled into one. And I think that the reaction has been, this is a guy who's probably disgraced his party. He's obviously disgraced himself, no doubt. I mean, this is an embarrassment that I don't know if he'll ever be able to recover from. But, you know, you heard Nancy Pelosi right after the speech from Wiener, the press conference, call for an investigation, a congressionally led investigation into Wiener to find out if he broke the law. Now, Wiener in his press conference said a couple things. He said, first of all, that he's not resigning, like you mentioned, and I'm sure that he'll get leaned on heavily by members of both parties to do so in the coming days. And he also said that he did not think that he broke the law. He said he did not violate the Constitution in terms of what he did. And so as far as I know, that's true. But I think that, you know, they're going to look into an investigation, and already we're starting to hear about more pictures and more conversations with young women that we didn't previously know about that could surface in the coming days.
Oh, so you have to think that the Democrats are certainly ratcheting up the pressure on Wiener from their own end, right?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, and especially given the fact that Democrats feel as though politically they've sort of got some momentum behind them after the special election victory up in New York a few weeks ago and being able to hit Republicans over their, you know, attempts to change Medicare. The Democrats think that they've got, you know, they've caught on to something that's going to help them take back at least the House and preserve the Senate in 2012. And this could very well be a huge blemish on their hopes to do so. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's pressured heavily by Democratic leadership, including Pelosi, to step down. Because, you know, if you think about it, an investigation, if that were to go forward, that could turn up all sorts of embarrassing stuff about Wiener, and this thing could drag on. And the longer it goes, you know, obviously the more of a shadow it is for the Democratic Party.
Yeah. Let's jump over to Rick Santorum, yet another one throwing in for a presidential bid on the GOP side. What was the react on the Hill? This was inevitable because he had been talking about it.
Yeah, he'd been talking about it for a while. He made it official today, and he joins a field now that includes, you know, I think in all likelihood the front runner in Mitt Romney, and then guys like Newt Gingrich, Tim Pawlenty, Herman Cain, and you know, you've got your second-tier candidates like Gary Johnson, you know, and Ron Paul. And so I think that Santorum, you know, it was met with sort of a collective yawn because a lot of people were going to, you know, had speculated. So it wasn't quite news. But at the same time, if you look at it analytically, Santorum could actually play an interesting role. You know, he's been characterized in the past as sort of an agitator, somebody who's not afraid to take shots, you know, at members of his own party. And Santorum's a pretty conservative guy, at least on the social side. You'll remember that by the time he left the Senate, he was the number four Senate Republican. He led the Senate Republican conference. So he had a pretty high position, you know, with Republicans, and I think he was well respected. And I look at him as a guy who's going to take shots at the Republican candidates, who's really going to try to wear them down, because this is going to be an interesting election. President Obama does not have anybody running against him. So he's going to, you know, theoretically, the Democrats are going to be able to use all their fundraising, all their ammunition at going after Republicans. And the choice of Republicans is whether they're going to beat themselves up in the primary or whether they're going to, you know, sort of play nice and then, you know, and hopefully one of them will emerge unscathed and be able to take on Obama and have a legitimate shot. Santorum could really throw a wrench into the ladder of those plans.
Yeah. Let's jump to the White House and the briefings. Heard a little bit of scuttlebutt over the president or the White House just completely deciding to dump the economic briefings. What was up with that, Jeff?
Well, hey, you know, if unemployment was 9% and the economy was growing at 1.5% every quarter, you'd probably want to dump the economic briefing too, right? But, but you know, I think it's an interesting point that was brought up in today's briefing. Jay Carney, the press secretary, was asked, why aren't we getting those readouts anymore? I mean, it usually, in recent weeks and months, it was at the top of the schedule, you know, 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, the president gets his economic briefing. And Carney, to tell you the truth, didn't really go much into it. I mean, he sort of shrugged it off and said, hey, you know, it's just one of those things with scheduling. You know, the president went to Europe last week, and then, you know, of course, this week he's got the state visit, and he met with his AFPAC security team today. So he sort of brushed it off. But I think it's a legitimate question because the economy has to be at the front of everybody's minds, especially in the White House. And the other news out of the White House today is that the chairman of the Economic Advisers, Austin Goolsbee, who, of course, last year stepped in for Christina Rover, who had served that post since Obama was sworn in, Goolsbee announced today that he's leaving at the end of the summer to go back to the University of Chicago and teach. So that's going to be very, very interesting because Goolsbee's a guy who's been with President Obama for a long time. He's been an advisor since his days in the Senate, and he was one of the architects of, you know, the stimulus and all the economic policies that sort of followed that at jump-starting the economy. I think Goolsbee's going to be missed by President Obama, and I don't really have a clear picture of who his successor is going to be at this point.
Yeah, I think Goolsbee thought, you know what, I'd rather be with kids than all these problems that are coming out of D.C.
And that tells you about the culture in Washington these days, absolutely.
Yeah, no kidding. Jeff Holtzman, thank you very much. Talk Radio News, appreciate it.
Thanks, Kate. See ya.
All right, as Jeff said, the real bombshell is this idiot, Congressman Anthony Weiner, admitting to sending a lewd photo of his underwear-clad crotch in all its glory to a young woman over Twitter. Please take a listen to his remorse.
I am deeply regretting what I have done, and I am not resigning. I brought pain to people I care about the most, and the people who believed in me. I'm here primarily to express my apologies to my wife and family, but anyone who was misled, all of you who were misled, people who I lied to, I have an apology for all of them. As I've said in my statement, I never met any of these women. I never was in the same room with them. I was never had any physical relationship whatsoever. I've never had sex outside my marriage, and I've done these things, and I regret them.
He said that over and over and over and over again. It was a half an hour for this news conference. Weiner, you need to resign. Why go through this whole hoopla with the ethics committee? Are you kidding? We know other bombs are going to drop out of this one. And what's up with married congressmen from New York? First you have, remember, back on Valentine's Day, Christopher Lee from upstate New York. That was a Craigslist deal where he was sending a shirtless photo to a woman he was soliciting, saying he was single. Now you have Weiner, who's pretty much almost exposing it all on Twitter to one, two, they say maybe six women. He needs to resign. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. There's no room for this nonsense in Washington. Talking a serious trial next here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
So Chris O'Donnell will be joining us every week to give us an update on the Casey Anthony trial that I said people were watching from all over this country. And why? Because you have a little girl who was missing for 31 days, and then the police were alerted. Then they find her skeletal remains. Then there's all these lies back and forth among the family, particularly when it came to Casey Anthony, who's on trial for the murder of her daughter. And the other factor in this one, folks, is the fact that she could get the death penalty if she's convicted. Do you know, in the past 100 years, 40 women have been put to death in this country, 12 since 1976. And I checked some of the stats. Since January, there were 61 women on death row. That's almost just a little bit beneath 2% of the total death row population. And the population is in the neighborhood of 3,200. So how about that? She very well could get the death penalty. But first, this has to play out. And all it takes is one juror to trip things up. The testimony today was huge, as Chris said. And, of course, the reason why is because you have the trunk smelling like a dead body. And you have a forensic respected expert who said he was practically knocked on his feet by the odor. So the words, the presence of a decomposing human body, the only plausible explanation for that odor in Casey Anthony's trunk, all tying it back to this forensic testing, could be the final nail in her coffin when they go back over this once the jurors get the case. Once you have the closing arguments and they go behind closed doors and they start to hash out what's going to happen. What's the verdict? It's interesting because I've talked to plenty of legal experts that really think there is a chance that she might not be found guilty of this. I find that hard to believe with the lying, with the things that they're starting to really prove, the prosecution in the courtroom. But whenever you have a child missing the mother, you know that this really pulls at a lot of our heartstrings. And this is part of the reason why so many of us are focused on this. And plus the death penalty. I just gave you the statistics of how many women are actually executed. Lethal injection now mostly is what somebody would get. But she may find herself on death row. And as Chris also said, they're trying to speed this trial up because it is costing the taxpayers of Florida a ton of money. It's going to cost them at least $1 million plus by the time this whole thing is said and done. How much money is it going to cost the taxpayers of the United States to have an ethics committee investigate Congressman Anthony Weiner, who admitted to having inappropriate communication with multiple women? Boy, he just ran the gamut with the whole Facebook thing. And the Twitter that he sent the college student in Seattle of his crotch. Did he think, does he look around? Did he see what happened to some of his fellow congressmen and senators over the years? You don't even have to go that far back. I gave you the one guy right at the top, Christopher Lee, who was going after a woman trolling Craigslist. He was married, claiming he was the Christian right guy, and then he ended up sending this woman a shirtless photo. But he had enough sense to resign. He resigned. I think Anthony Weiner needs to get over it and get out of there. This is a guy they were talking about for mayor of New York. Now forget about it. He's not even electable the next time around. And I think he's not getting it because he really thinks that he can circumvent this. And maybe if you look at the definition of it, the House of Representatives, as they say, the ethics process on what they're calling conduct on becoming to a member is very unclear. But let's face it, it's like a fraternity. If they want you out, they're going to get you out. And I think they want him out to get rid of the damage. I mean, the scintillating headlines, the tabloidiness of what happened with Anthony Weiner. They want him gone. That's not good for the Democrats. Now, has he done anything illegal? It's more of a judgment call. It is. It's a judgment call. That's what it is. So a referral has to be made to the ethics committee. Then they have to come up with whether there's enough stuff there. Then they ultimately impanel an investigative subcommittee. Isn't this fascinating? It's basically the congressional equivalent of an indictment. Then they decide, as they look through everything, go through the potential wrongdoing, and then they come up with a report. That's it. What do you think this report is going to say? So at the end of it, at the end of the investigation, which Nancy Pelosi, the House Minority Leader, is calling for, if this all comes to pass, the entire House would have to vote on whether to punish him or not. And, of course, there are a couple of different things that they could do. They could recommend reprimand, censure, or expulsion. We've been through this before. I think he needs to step away. The portrait of Anthony Weiner as the congressman from New York is not murky. He's got a wife who works for Hillary Clinton. Could this be get any worse? And now there's more women who are coming out, and of course they're being uncovered, I guess. They're getting their 15 minutes of fame, however you want to put it. But more women and more stories are starting to fall out. There's at least six women now that he sent images or tweets back to, did the Facebooking thing with. And there's a woman in Texas who was a nurse who said that they had been going back and forth for a while. And she just laughed over the whole thing and said, you know, basically, this is what happens. People have problems. But Congressman Wiener did the typical thing that these politicians seem to do. They believe that they can duck and run for cover somehow. He went on ABC News last week and said that somebody pulled a prank on him. But you knew there were problems with that. As many of you called this show to blow up the phone lines, and you said, look, he's circumventing it. You can tell he wasn't up front. It didn't feel like he was being up front, like he was being earnest in what he was saying. So the mistake is getting on Facebook, friending these women, and then ultimately sending the one, the college student, the picture of his crotch. And he's apologized to his wife. He's apologized to everybody that he's hurt. But the emails are there. They tell the story. And the one woman that I mentioned, the nurse, the nursing student, said that she feels for him because, of course, she's been interviewed. She says she's not even interested in politics. She didn't even know really very much of Wiener, anything about his background, that she never met him in person and doesn't think he's really a bad guy. Just that, you know, they participated in a risque online chat. And she said, look, I've done this with other men online. So this was the one chat was supposedly with Wiener. And she said during one of the Facebook chats, not to go too deep on this sordid stuff, but it's kind of interesting as he was denying it. During one of the chats just a month ago, she said she issued the man on the other end a challenge. And she said, I asked him to take a picture and write me on it so I would know. And then came the reply. And, you know, what the message showed, it was an image of a man who appears to be the congressman sporting a tie and a wedding band, holding up the message, me, on a piece of white paper. Oh, my, oh, my. Mm. Oh, well. Another one bites the dust, hopefully, because the longer he hangs around and hangs around, the more this story keeps on.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
Since 2007, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government have injected as much as $20 trillion into the economies of the world, and yet the globe's economies continue to contract. Our government is borrowing $58,000 per second. If they stop spending, the economy collapses. If they continue spending, the economy collapses. And if they raise interest rates, the economy collapses. Prepare now. Call Ready Reserve Foods and put your plan together with quality, storable food. Ready Reserve Foods has been in business canning the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. We control the quality from start to finish with double enameled nitrogen-packed cans for maximum shelf life. Choose from a variety of pre-selected packages or customize your own plan and order exactly what you need. Call today for a free catalog at 800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from ReadyReserveFoods.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
So Chris O'Donnell will be joining us every week to give us an update on the Casey Anthony trial that I said people were watching from all over this country. And why? Because you have a little girl who was missing for 31 days, and then the police were alerted. Then they find her skeletal remains. Then there's all these lies back and forth among the family, particularly when it came to Casey Anthony, who's on trial for the murder of her daughter. And the other factor in this one, folks, is the fact that she could get the death penalty if she's convicted. Do you know in the past 100 years, 40 women have been put to death in this country, 12 since 1976. And I checked some of the stats. Since January, there were 61 women on death row. That's almost just a little bit beneath 2% of the total death row population. And the population is in the neighborhood of 3,200. So how about that? She very well could get the death penalty. But first, this has to play out. And all it takes is one juror to trip things up. The testimony today was huge, as Chris said. And, of course, the reason why is because you have the trunk smelling like a dead body. And you have a forensic respected expert who said he was practically knocked on his feet by the odor. So the words, the presence of a decomposing human body, the only plausible explanation for that odor in Casey Anthony's trunk, all tying it back to this forensic testing, could be the final nail in her coffin when they go back over this once the jurors get the case. Once you have the closing arguments, and they go behind closed doors, and they start to hash out what's going to happen. What's the verdict? It's interesting, because I've talked to plenty of legal experts that really think there is a chance that she might not be found guilty of this. I find that hard to believe with the lying, with the things that they're starting to really prove, the prosecution in the courtroom. But whenever you have a child missing the mother, you know that this really pulls at a lot of our heartstrings. And this is part of the reason why so many of us are focused on this. And plus the death penalty. I just gave you the statistics of how many women are actually executed. Lethal injection now mostly is what somebody would get. But she may find herself on death row. And as Chris also said, they're trying to speed this trial up because it is costing the taxpayers of Florida a ton of money. It's going to cost them at least $1 million plus by the time this whole thing is said and done. How much money is it going to cost the taxpayers of the United States to have an ethics committee investigate Congressman Anthony Weiner, who admitted to having inappropriate communication with multiple women? Boy, he just ran the gamut with the whole Facebook thing. And the Twitter that he sent the college student in Seattle of his crotch. Does he look around? Did he see what happened to some of his fellow congressmen and senators over the years? You don't even have to go that far back. I gave you the one guy right at the top, Christopher Lee, who was going after a woman trolling Craigslist. He was married, claiming he was the Christian right guy, and then he ended up sending this woman a shirtless photo. But he had enough sense to resign. He resigned. I think Anthony Weiner needs to get over it and get out of there. This is a guy they were talking about for mayor of New York. Now forget about it. He's not even electable the next time around. And I think he's not getting it. Because he really thinks that he can circumvent this. And maybe if you look at the definition of it, the House of Representatives, as they say, the ethics process on what they're calling conduct on becoming to a member is very unclear. But let's face it. It's like a fraternity. If they want you out, they're going to get you out. And I think they want him out to get rid of the damage. I mean, the scintillating headlines, the tabloidiness of what happened with Anthony Weiner. They want him gone. That's not good for the Democrats. Now, has he done anything illegal? It's more of a judgment call. It is. It's a judgment call. That's what it is. So a referral has to be made to the ethics committee. Then they have to come up with whether there's enough stuff there. Then they ultimately impanel an investigative subcommittee. Isn't this fascinating? It's basically the congressional equivalent of an indictment. Then they decide, as they look through everything, go through the potential wrongdoing, and then they come up with a report. That's it. What do you think this report is going to say? So at the end of it, at the end of the investigation, which Nancy Pelosi, the House Minority Leader, is calling for, if this all comes to pass, the entire House would have to vote on whether to punish him or not. And, of course, there are a couple of different things that they could do. They could recommend, reprimand, censure, or expulsion. We've been through this before. I think he needs to step away. The portrait of Anthony Weiner as the congressman from New York is not murky. He's got a wife who works for Hillary Clinton. Could this get any worse? And now there's more women who are coming out, and of course they're being uncovered, I guess. They're getting their 15 minutes of fame, however you want to put it. But more women and more stories are starting to fall out. There's at least 6 women now that he sent images or tweets back to, did the Facebooking thing with. And there's a woman in Texas who is a nurse who said that they had been going back and forth for a while. And she just laughed over the whole thing and said, you know, basically, this is what happens. People have problems. But Congressman Wiener did the typical thing that these politicians seem to do. They believe that they can duck and run for cover somehow. He went on ABC News last week and said that somebody pulled a prank on him. But you knew there were problems with that. As many of you called this show to blow up the phone lines, and you said, look, he's circumventing it. You can tell he wasn't up front. It didn't feel like he was being up front, like he was being earnest in what he was saying. So the mistake is getting on Facebook, friending these women, and then ultimately sending the one, the college student, the picture of his crotch. And he's apologized to his wife. He's apologized to everybody that he's hurt. But the emails are there. They tell the story. And the one woman that I mentioned, the nurse, the nursing student, said that she feels for him because, of course, she's been interviewed. She says she's not even interested in politics. She didn't even know really very much of Wiener, anything about his background, that she never met him in person and doesn't think he's really a bad guy. Just that, you know, they participated in a risque online chat. And she said, look, I've done this with other men online. So this was the one chat was supposedly with Wiener. And she said during one of the Facebook chats, not to go too deep on this sordid stuff, but it's kind of interesting as he was denying it. During one of the chats just a month ago, she said she issued the man on the other end a challenge. And she said, I asked him to take a picture and write me on it so I would know. And then came the reply. And, you know, what the message showed, it was an image of a man who appears to be the congressman sporting a tie and a wedding band, holding up the message, me, on a piece of white paper. Oh, my, oh, my. Mm. Oh, well. Another one bites the dust, hopefully, because the longer he hangs around and hangs around, the more the story keeps on ticking. And, yeah, it's intriguing, and you can laugh at it and all that sort of stuff. But how much money is being wasted, how much time is being wasted on yet another liar? Sorry, another liar. Another person who's representing the people of New York in this case. And with all the things that we're talking about that are going on from, you know, pick a poison, the deficit ceiling, immigration problems, Social Security woes, what's going to happen with Medicare? And boy, he's pretty vocal. He's on a lot of the television shows, morning TV. He owned that space when it came to politics. Joe Scarborough's show, he was a regular on that show. Ugh, he's out. He needs to be out. He needs to resign from office and just get out of the way. Put somebody else in there. We're stepping aside, and on the flip side, a little odds and ends.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down found the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an Aquarain.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL21 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL21 at AdamandEve.com.
I must still dream a thousand dreams.
Dive into some odds and ends at the tail end of this hour here in America Tonight. But before we do that, oh, you are so lucky you are listening to this show. Because why? Check it out. Robopocalypse. Remember that word. Welcome to the future. Your history in stores now from Doubleday. Robopocalypse. I've been waiting for this novel. Call in now for a chance to win your very own copy of the book and qualify to win the grand prize. The coveted RoboSapien from Wowie. RoboSapien is a multifunctioning, thinking, feeling robot with attitude. This guy will put mustard on your hot dog. Visit Wowie.com for details. Jingle this number and you could win the book. Just dropping. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Speaking of robots, since we were talking about Anthony Weiner and the fact that he was denying that it was him and his crotch and all that stuff, then the story busts wide open. Now I think he should step aside, get out of the way, forget the ethics deal. Why go through that rigmarole? Just resign. Do what Christopher Lee, the other congressman from upstate New York, did back in February and get out of the way. Don't waste money and time. But another robot, John Edwards, is doing the same thing. And the reason why, and this happened heading into the weekend, and more of this is going to play out this week. Now, he's been indicted, and it has to do with the contributions to Ryle Hunter from two of his big donors, big juicy donors who had massive money, including the heir to the Mellon fortune, the wife of Paul Mellon, who has, who knows, God knows how much money she has, a vault full of it. So it was easy for her to write a big check that would cover the expenses of Ryle Hunter. But does he get nailed to the wall or not? He wouldn't do the plea bargain thing because he didn't want to lose his law license. And he didn't want to do any jail time. He said he wanted to be with his kids. He wasn't going to do jail time. Now there's a great chance he will. It's a white-collar deal. He'd be made of an example of. Maybe it would be a couple of months. He'd pay a big fat fine. And of course, this is only if they find him guilty, but there's a lot of evidence that they compiled over those 2 years. The FBI combed through all kinds of things, and I think they have a pretty strong case against him. Of course, he says that he didn't know that he broke the law. He didn't break the law, and he's fighting it. Ultimately, it's going to be a jury that decides that. All right, topping odds and ends. Speaking of doing jail time, remember Plaxico Burress? Would you believe it seems like forever since that guy was convicted, shockingly, because I thought he was going to get off of this, and ended up doing jail time. And this for carrying a gun, for having a gun and a weapon going off in a nightclub. I mean, he was the hero to New York Giants fans in the 2008 Super Bowl when he caught the game-winning touchdown from Eli Manning. Still an incredible, incredible grab. There was 35 seconds in the game or something. So, he was the man. But, unfortunately, he made a mistake at that nightclub. He was suspended from the team, and the team later released him, and he ended up getting convicted. He accidentally shot himself in the leg with that semi-automatic pistol that he was carrying in the waistband. What was he thinking? He just didn't think. It happened at the place that I've been twice. The Latin Quarter nightclub in Manhattan. So he wasn't licensed to carry a pistol in either New York or New Jersey. Anyway, Michael Vick now is going to be a teammate of Plaxico Burress, and he knows all about redemption and second chances, in other words. The whole dog, you know, fighting ring, remember that? And he did time for that. Now he's the quarterback of the Eagles. Now you have Plaxico Burress. So here's Michael Vick and Burress talking about it.
No, America is a forgiving country, and it's known for, you know, giving second chances, and why not? You know, some people make mistakes in life, and some people don't, you know, follow the same paths as others, and you know, you just have to sometimes give people an opportunity to show that they're remorseful and they can do things right the second time around.
As far as football is concerned, if and when, you know, everything gets settled and when they get back on the field, I'll be ready.
All right, he'll be ready, and that's when and if they get back on the field. Don't hold your breath, Plaxico. I would do a lot of working out. He might have done that in prison, but I would start running. I would start lifting. I don't know that we're going to have a football season. All right, this was another big one on the odds and ends. I want to try to slip this in. The Supreme Court upheld a California law. Remember this one? That would give illegal immigrants living there reduced in-state tuition rates at any of the public universities that they went to them. The same, basically, that those who are living legally in the state enjoy. So this is a big deal, that saying that the state can do that. And the justices didn't comment. They didn't accept an appeal from out-of-state students attending California schools who said it was unfair that, hey, listen, I am an American. I've had to pay $20,000 more than an illegal immigrant. Are you kidding me? This is preferential treatment. Doesn't this violate federal law? This is a huge, huge win for any of the immigrant rights groups. I mean, they have to be dancing right now, or earlier in the day anyway, when they heard this. California is just one of a dozen states, in case you were curious, that make undocumented aliens conditionally eligible for in-state tuition. That's huge. I mean, that's huge. There is a big difference in what you're paying. Look at the tuitions now. It's crazy, crazy, out of control. This is a great fair or foul. I say it's foul. It's not right to the other. It's not right for the other students. It's not. I would hate to be in this situation. It's wrong. 800-259-5791. Let's flip over to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, I don't know if you can pick me up. I'm riding on this horse. I'm going to warn the British about about the illegal aliens. I mean, I'm going to warn the colleges about the British. No, the illegals. I'm going to warn them about the tuition. No, wait, they don't have tuition. Do they? I don't know what I'm going to warn. No. I'm sorry, I can't send any more money to Sarah Palin for president. It's over for me, you know? I mean...
But wait, now did you know... On. Wait. Did you know that the professor did come through as a savior for her and say, listen, he was briefly captured by the British and told them, warned them what he was doing, so he did warn them. I didn't even know that.
Oh, you know, he didn't say, boy, tonight I'm going to go warn the British. That was not the whole, you know, when he woke up that day, that was not the
All
plan
right.
they decided on, you know.
It's a stretch,
he
it's
just
a stretch.
Should have said, she hasn't learned to speak to the media yet. And you know, if she hasn't learned by now, you know, if you make a mistake, you know, she said, well, he went out to warn the British. She should have said right then, I mean, he went out to warn the Patriots about the British. That's all she had to do was stop
yeah, just correct
and correct herself.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't do that, you know, the ability to articulate your message is paramount for politicians. If they can't do that, you know, you're in a hole. And I just don't think we should throw any more money down that hole. It's sad because, you know, I tell you what, in where I'm living, I was on TV the day that she was announced to be the vice presidential candidate for McCain. Mm-hmm. And I was all for her, and I was, you know, praising her and everything. I was on the Internet. And, you know, she has a great patriotism, and she knows the values of America. But, you know, we have to have someone who is a little bit sharper. Otherwise, the debates are going to be disastrous.
Oh, that's what I would be worried. I would be very worried about the debates. But, Tomas, I really don't think – I think she is going to be a kingmaker for the Tea Party. I don't think she's going to really, really run for president. So you can take that to the bank. I really don't think it. I think
All
this
right.
is more of a cat-and-mouse game. I don't think it's going to happen. Thanks for the call, buddy. Speaking of calling, let me give you the number again, 800-259-5791. Your chance to win a copy of Robo-Pocalypse. I love that name. Steven Spielberg is making a movie out of this book, and it's supposed to be phenomenal. Woo!